Hello everyone, you are listening to Soul Food A La Carte, episode 15. God is always eager to give, but we are often not ready to receive what He wants to give. Got a sermon on enjoying God's love. This is part of the five sermon series on Psalm 25. This is part two. Found it very encouraging. And it's all about the need that we have to enjoy pity or compassion when we suffer. God designed us that way. Compassion or pity, a lot of people will have an aversion to that, but this sermon will show you how pity gives you strength, courage, and comfort. It's why a child can go from crying to happiness when his mother kisses his little owie, even though it doesn't affect him physically. This message will help you desire God's compassion and show you how to experience it in ways that will give you more strength, courage, and comfort than anything else will, including the elimination of your suffering. It feels better to suffer and enjoy God's compassion than not to suffer at all. Next, I just recorded a brief little message on emotions. A few weeks ago, I recommended the Fierce Marriage podcast, and I found one of the recent episodes helpful. At least, I found the first 20 minutes helpful. The rest, I found problematic. The good part helps me have better conversations with my family and friends, the first 20 minutes. I highly recommend that. The other part has to do with good and bad emotions, and I explained it all in this 4-minute video. Another short message, outdo one another in honor, from Romans 12:10. It's just a short devotional, about 10-15 minutes. And I pray it will remind you of the wonderful principles in this great verse, Romans 12:10. Thought here from C.S. Lewis. Think of the simplest person you know who's a Christian. If you could for one moment glimpse that person in his glorified state, it would take every bit of willpower you have to keep from falling down and worshiping him. Think about what God has in store for the people we know. Next is a brief article on gifts and passions. Are you serving your church with your spiritual gift? If not, the church is being deprived of a measure of grace it should be receiving and that can only come through you, 1 Peter 4:10. This article will help you discover both your gift and your passions. The combination of those will show you what you need to be doing in the church. And another link for you, Discovering Relational Wisdom 3.0. It's a new class by Ken Sandy. I don't know if you're familiar with the term emotional IQ. It's widely believed that no factor is greater predictor of success in any, almost any endeavor than emotional IQ. The more skilled you are with other awareness and self-awareness, the higher your emotional IQ. That's the theory. Ken Sandy, who's the author of The Peacemaker, teaches a much more biblical approach that he calls relational wisdom instead of emotional IQ. Relational wisdom, which places God awareness at the center. I highly recommend this course. The price is $49. You can receive a 20% discount through April 30th by using this coupon code that I have, DRW320. And then I thought the April 15th episode of The Briefing by Al Mohler was interesting. It was on Julian Assange, the day after he was arrested. It's been really interesting to see the reactions of his capture on the media, how people have treated him. He's fallen in and out of favor with each political party, depending on who was hurt by his most recent leaks. But Mohler points out there's something much more important at stake in Assange's agenda, and he explains it in The Briefing. I thought it was helpful and interesting. It's worth giving it a listen. And then one more sermon, How to Take Refuge in God. This is actually part one of that Psalm 25 series. What does it mean to lift up your soul to God? You see that often in the Bible. What does it mean? I lift up my soul? We all lift up our soul to something. The thing our soul thinks is the best refuge. That's what you lift up your soul to. This message will help you learn how to lift your soul to God alone and find peace and joy in the process. And in that message, I refer multiple times to the promises bookmark. How many of God's promises can you think of off the top of your head? I was just amazed when I tried that and could hardly think of, I mean, just a handful. I thought I'd be able to think of a whole bunch, but I couldn't really. And that was alarming because trusting in those promises is the core of living by faith. So I made a list of 26 of my favorite promises from Scripture, one for each letter of the alphabet, so they're easy to memorize. And each one has a passage of Scripture, and I made a bookmark out of it. So you can click here and download that PDF and get the bookmark. It'll take you to the Food for Your Soul page, articles page, and you just navigate to the P section, look for Promises bookmark, and you'll have it. There's also flashcards if you want to memorize the verses.